Yo.
Yeah, what you say now?
No, what I was saying is you can't send it through the app no more.
Wow.
Word.
You Rick. Did last time.
No.
Yo.
No?
No, it was sent through text.
Nah, because last time I used the headphones.
Yeah, but it was still sent through text.
Man, that's weird. Yo.
Y'all can hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I clicked on the link and it said, it's like, I already ended. God damn, what?
No, that's because I had to do another one.
Oh, word. Who's going to be the special guest today?
Double M, as soon as he gets on.
Oh, word. That's a good one.
But ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm Digger Jones. That's Red. That's Two Gun. And we are the Troublemakers.
Word. So we're waiting on Double M.
We're waiting on Double M. So I'm going to go ahead and set up the questions. Y'all go ahead and keep the filler going.
Well, I got a question. Cause I was thinking about it, and it was making me feel weird. You know what I mean? Obviously, we say pause about everything. So I was listening to, you know that album I posted, Digga, IDK?
Yeah.
Right, did you take a chance to take a listen?
Briefly.
It's a pretty dope album. I actually like it. But my favorite song on the album is a song called Peanut Noir, whatever, however you say that shit. But that's my favorite song because I think the sample and the beat, all that shit sounds dope. But then I feel like it's a little suspect. Because y'all know who Saucy Santana is, right?
Saucy Santana's that big gay, gay dude, right? Well, I don't know whether to call him a woman or a dude. Like, I don't know, man.
I don't know either. But like to me, like when he, she, they, whoever, when Saucy is rapping, I'm like bobbing my head, but then. The whole song's talking about like sex, and I think to myself, yeah, I really bobbed my head to this.
They got you
talking about.
They got you.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I bobbed my head, but this dude is talking.
That's
about
why you sex. Gotta watch what you let intake. You gotta watch what you intake. It's all poison.
But the song bopped though, man. The song dope.
Yeah, that's how they get you.
I was about to say, I think Double M's having a hard time connecting.
That's how they get you.
I mean, the hook's fire, like. But then they start listening to the lyrics. I was like, ooh.
Next thing you know, motherfucker in Thailand looking for lady boys.
Oh my god.
Lady boy.
Lady you know, boy. It reminded me of that Kevin Hart. He's like, does this make me gay? You know what I mean? Kevin Hart, that shit. Like that's really what it made me think of. I was like, but like. I mean, it's all
how
about
Marcus connected to Spotify.
It just says connected. I don't see it saying connected through Spotify. I just reconnected.
Yeah, me and Red should say by the phone, and it says through Spotify.
Nah, I ain't got no Spotify, bro.
That shit is weird.
Well, so the app changed. Now, the app does. Does you guys' app say it's podcasters now?
Yeah, it's podcasters by Spotify. And that's it.
Okay, so yeah, I'm not familiar with that. That's a Spotify signal.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let's start with Talk Tuesday. So, Red, order of appearance.
We'll keep the same. We ain't gonna switch it up. So we had the guest coming in first, and me, then Gunner, then you, Digger.
All right.
So, Double M, you start off.
So the first question reads, and I'm embarrassed to even read this. It says, my meat keeps falling out when I do doggy. How can I fix it? She says she doesn't mind, but still.
Paul?
Pause.
So first, hey, yo. First of all, it's a bit concerning that not only that it's happening, but you guys have talked about it. I've heard her tell you that she's not concerned is a bold-faced lie, bro. She may not be concerned, but it's definitely something that, you know, you should be concerned with, because ultimately she's probably gonna find her somebody, you know, that ain't falling out. So what I would say is I got a couple of suggestions. All right. Don't be too proud for my my boy, move up a little bit. Scoot up a little bit. You know what I mean? Get pelvis to cheek right there. Just, hey, you ain't got to see it. You know, just scoot up a little bit. Second of all, bro, just compliment her on how soggy that thing is. You know, try to make it seem like, hey, girl, this only happened with you. You know what I'm saying? that's the best I got. But you need to move on, my boy. You need to start worrying about yourself.
Red.
Well, listen. I mean, the fact of the matter is, and I'm going to say this because I heard this off of a cartoon, an adult cartoon. But the fact of the matter is, you ain't got enough cable, son. So, so if that's the case, I'm going to agree with Double M. You either got to like push up and move up on it a little bit, or you got to like experiment. Use some different positions, man. Don't let that be your your ender, man. You know what I mean? Like,
I'll say anything but that one.
Yeah, twist the legs, man. The books dedicated to this shit. You know what I mean? Like, go and get your study on. But also, like, if she don't mind, that's because she may be out there getting it the right way back there for somebody else.
Oh, just, my goodness!
Hope this ain't somebody that's close to you.
That's the only thing that you could hope it not to be. Just keep it quiet and keep it moving.
Two Gun Tony, you're on the board.
I mean, try some new positions. Or get face to face. And you know, it's a backstory. What's the size of this woman, first of all?
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
blame her. There you go. Blame her.
Yeah, you know, we gotta know the whole story. She might be 6 feet, he might be 5 feet.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? She might be 300, he might be 120. You just never know.
That's a possibility.
She may be pulling the wagon back there. You're like, damn, you got a fat ass. You know what I mean? Like,
she might just have a canyon of a pussy and everybody falls out. You just never know.
Listen.
That's probably why she's not pissed off about it, because she knows.
Mm. She used to it. That thing might just be real juicy and, you know, you start to slipping and sliding and, you know what I'm saying? You get ahead of yourself.
Bottom out and play yourself.
Yeah. You know, just try new positions, basically.
All right. So it's my turn?
Yeah.
All right. So learn to use your tongue.
No. Hey, man, that's great advice. Great advice.
Don't try to fuck it. Learn to use your tongue. Because you're embarrassing yourself. You don't want to be that guy that she's just like going into the salon and she's just like, you know, how sex life with such and such. Well, he keeps slipping out, but that tongue's good. Give her something to talk about.
Yeah, man, he's better at other things, you know.
Yeah, give her something to talk about.
I mean, she knew what this man had before they went deep into their relationship, so
possibly.
That's possibly, bro. That's right. Possible.
Nigga said, put the whole dick on the show. Pause.
Brush it. Don't even use it, bro. Just hang it up. Hang it up, bro.
Just go and put it in the Raptors.
Sometimes you want a Subway sub and you have to settle for a Chicken McNugget.
Hey, listen, damn, man. I tell you this too, bro. You know, porn didn't ruin everything. Right? Porn didn't ruin everything. Everybody think they supposed to be clapping front of back. Everybody think they supposed to be doing a certain way. Hey, dog, those guys are skilled professionals, my friend.
Right.
You need to find you something you good at and just hone in on that. Don't be, and bro, every girl ain't meant to be in five positions, bro. Just do something that you good at. I know the videos be looking good, but that ain't your thing, my guy.
Listen.
That ain't your thing, bro.
Listen, if they get paid to be on TV, they an actor to me. So
there you go. The next question reads, my girlfriend still lives with her baby daddy. Do you still think they're fucking?
The guy has proven that he is willing to bust in that pussy without hesitation. So he may not be doing it every night, but how she end up your girl? That's my question. I'm going to answer a question with a question. How she end up to be your girl if she's still living with dude? And they got a kid. So they're a whole family living in that crib. Huh? What the fuck, bro? You tripping, bro? You the babysitter, homie?
Red.
Yeah, this is a question asked by a side nigga who doesn't know he's a side nigga. Like, you know what I mean? It's pretty much what it is. Like, you the side nigga, dog. and you don't realize you the side nigga. And they are fucking, and since they have a history, they only fuck 2 or 3 times a week. If not every day, because the other day is you fucking. So, but I'm going to say, yeah, they fucking, they going out to eat as a family, going to the movies as a family. And they probably at somebody's mama house on Sunday.
Bro, that's tough to listen to, bro. Hey, dog, if you can't show up unannounced, bro, if you can't show up to that place unannounced, bro, come on, dog. That ain't your girl.
if she can't be with you on Sundays because it's family time, that means the whole family going to their mama house to eat.
Tough, bro. Sunday in-laws dinner. Too. Come on, dog.
Gonna.
I mean, you know, more than likely, yeah. More than likely, they gonna get physical with each other at some point in time, and she probably giving that pocket money.
Oh damn!
Damn, bro, you say she coming off the bread, bro. You say she coming, but you bring to a whole nother level. You say she coming off the bread.
Yeah, giving that nigga, maybe giving that nigga lunch money. You said she's going to look for a job today, right? Here's $20.
Yeah, maybe that's motivation.
So yo, 100% can't show up unannounced because he ain't got no job. He's always home.
That nigga home all day long, and he don't put the code to the ring back.
No way, bro. No way you left your PlayStation in there.
Oh god, no way. Where'd I hear this from? Like this nigga be in the house more than the furniture.
What?
Yeah, what's that?
Where'd I hear that from?
I've heard that.
I can't remember where I heard that from, but my answer. Do I still think they're fuck? Of course. In-house dick is the easiest dick to get.
And you are?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Especially when she mad.
That's what I was about to say. She mad at you. You know what? She's popping on Pablo.
She ain't got to go nowhere, bro. She ain't got to go nowhere, bro.
Ain't got to go nowhere.
Come on, dog.
She get mad that you get mad that he can't come to the house.
She's getting mad that you get mad, bro. It's over.
She's getting her lick back with her roommate.
Word.
She got his ass saved in the phone, his roommate. It's tough, bro.
We both trying to get on. In the bear.
The next question reads, what fictional death really hit you?
What fictional death really
I'm guessing it's like a death in a TV show, death in a
movie. Yeah. So mine was the kid on My Girl, man. You know, that one still hurts, brother. My boy, he can't see without his glasses. What the fuck are y'all doing to him, man? He can't see without his glasses. Man. Put his glasses on his fucking face. Yeah, that one's always one of the top ones.
I say something about that death real fast?
Oh, go ahead, bro.
Do you know when I first saw that death? I started laughing. By the way, he was like swatting the bees.
So the bees, come on, bro. Bro, you laughing, bro? Come on. Nah.
I did laugh at that. Yes.
I told you that's the one that hurt me the most, and you flat out said, "Bro, I laughed at that one."
I'm not gonna sit there and lie to you. So, but Red.
Damn, fictional deaths. I mean, I guess there's quite a few, but I think. If I was to pick one, I'd have to say G Baby.
Oh, well, Harbaugh.
Yeah, G Baby from Harbaugh. Which, nigga, if you want to critique a death, that is the death to critique because this motherfucker was nowhere near the gun shooting.
That's true. Eyes was open, bro. He kind of peeked open after when he was shot. Kind of made sure everybody's paying attention, you know?
First and foremost, the brother didn't duck and there was a bullet hole, I guess, right above his head. And then a bullet hole in his brother's body. And then the nigga was just cool. Like, hey, man, you good, G-Baby? G-Baby? Come on, G-Baby, wake up. Like, but whoever the fuck was shooting, them motherfuckers sucked. That nigga must have been cross-eyed or something. Because that motherfucker was all the way across the goddamn yard, man. No. Shout out to
Cabrini Green, bro. Right outside Cabrini Green.
I wasn't going to mention Chicago. Because we got a Chicago.
We got Chicago native.
Listen, bro. The funniest part is, bro, I got a homeboy that was in the movie.
Oh,
bro.
Word.
Look, a light skinned cat, bro. Dude named Nick Coleman. Shout out my dog, Nick. I know he ain't listening, but still shout out.
But shout out, Nick.
Oh, BD.
Gunner.
Simon Birch. I don't know if y'all saw that movie.
Nope. Mm-hmm.
I'm familiar.
It was about a little midget dude, and he was running.
Yeah, like some kind of disease, right?
Yeah, something. He was little and tiny. And he saved all the kids on the bus, ended up getting like pneumonia, hypothermia, or something, and died.
God damn.
Yeah. This is awful.
Saved all
the craziest part. Hey, the craziest part is you called him little and tiny in the same sentence.
Yeah, he was a tiny. Tiny guy. He was...
That's a little dude, bro.
Yeah, right. That was a good movie. Made a nigga drop a tear and all that. Oh,
man. Fictional death that got me was, have you ever seen the movie Radio?
Yeah.
Remember the scene where Radio's mom died?
I don't remember Radio like that, to be honest with you. Like,
so let me paint out the scene, okay?
Radio, like, seeing Cuba Gooding play a retard was a very hard watch. I'm sorry.
Let me see, you know, of course, you know, Cuba Gooding Jr., he plays, you know, Radio, who is, you know, a little mentally handicapped, right? So at first, when you see his mother is like very defensive, like, you know, I don't want.
He was a little mentally handicapped?
Come on now. Come on.
All right. So he was a lot of mentally handicapped.
Okay? Man, that man was full retard the whole movie.
Man, what the fuck you talking? Come on.
So,
man.
What ended
you
up
never
happening
go full
is
retard.
When the coach walks up to him, you know, drives him to his house and everything, his mother's very defensive, like, you know, Radio, he doesn't bother nobody, y'all leave him alone, this, that, and the third, right? So he gets a good relationship with, you know, the mom. The mom's, you know, like a teen mom. It's cool and all, right? This lady dies on Christmas. Radio has, like, all his presents, and he's trying to show his mom all the presents and everything. And she's in the house dead, and it's just like, damn, that's tough. So that's the fictional death. What? I was like, damn, that's tough.
Yeah, that's sad, bro. That's sad. Next question, please.
Next question.
For real.
If your lady said you can have another girl, who would it be?
Yeah, it's that setup question.
If my lady said, look, bro, I didn't move since the last pod, so I got my own room and everything. If my lady said I can have another girl, I'm going to be honest with you. If my lady said I can have another girl, I probably won't be picky at all, bro. I'll be honest with you. Whoever's available. I can't be picky. Hey, who's ever available? If she said that is okay, one, I'm kind of hesitant, so I'm kind of timid. So I'm
about a 6 or a 7.
You know, and then I'm gonna, you know, a whole lot of foreplay just to make sure she ain't got no wire on her or nothing like that. But you know, yeah, bro, it don't matter to me. Anybody.
Yeah, that works.
I agree. I'm gonna agree with that. If my lady walk up to me talking about you can have another girl, and then on anybody who I find attractive that is willing to be like, yeah, I'm down, then there you go.
It's like a carnival ride. Step right up, bro. Step right up.
There you go. I am not choosy. All
right.
I can't afford to be choosy at this age.
You know what I mean? I've been chosen the damn wrong girl. Show up. Like, so what the fuck we about to do?
Him go booby talk. You don't buy that? Yeah, Sean Penn, 2001, I am saying. Miller, where for we talk?
Oh, man.
Go for out of control.
Gunna.
I mean, if I was in a relationship, shit, if she got a bad cousin, what's up?
The cousin?
Yeah, keep it in the family.
Damn, boy. So you trying to make all the Thanksgivings uncomfortable?
Yeah, all of them.
That brings up a very interesting question. I know we don't know the answer to this, but this is a really good question. Maybe we can ponder it. Is good pussy genetic?
You know what?
You know what I mean? Hey, that may be a theory we need to test.
That's a honest you know what with
mean?
You.
Think about
I
it. Think about it, bro. Like, question. Hey, man, you got nice hair. You got long hair. You see a cousin? Oh shit, she got nice hair too. Oh man, this girl mouth is amazing. Hey, her sister's over there. Let's go see what that mouth like over there. Think about it.
That's a great question.
Yeah. That is. I'm trying to think back. Have I ever mess with anybody who's related?
Nah, I ain't never hit no family members. I ain't gonna hold you.
I never hit nobody related either.
Not that I know.
I don't think I have.
Not that I remember.
I think third cousins. They may not know that they cousins.
Yeah. So, but the answer to the question, if your lady said you can have another girl, who would it be? Jaden Stone.
That
I will send y'all.
Sounds like a guy. Let me see.
Wow.
I will send y'all the link.
Stone.
Jaden Stone.
Is she a porn star?
She is.
So you want something else? Everybody done had, huh?
Shit, most of the girls you get after damn 35, hey,
Talk to him, big dog. Let him know. Come on now.
Nah, that's what I'm saying. I gotta pick something with light miles on it.
We're in used car territory now.
Maybe I spelled it wrong. Red said what I was about to say. We're in
used car territory now. I got a couple dollars.
Low miles. I'm gonna let you know, bro.
I got a couple dollars to spend.
Say that again, double M.
I said, man, we're looking for low miles and a little bit of warranty, bro. That's it.
Word.
A little bit of warranty. Can't break down on me.
As is stickers.
Come on, yeah. If it's as is, yeah.
So the next question reads,
got a long ass pussy.
I don't even know what that means.
You said you ain't know what?
I don't even know what that means. He said she got a long pussy.
That's it.
Lord.
This podcast getting clammed all up and down, bro.
Going on.
Clam.
The next question reads, face card or body? What do you prefer?
Body, easy, no explanation needed.
There you go, Red.
Hey, listen, I don't fuck some big ugly bitches in my life, so definitely body. You know what I
mean? Gunner.
Straight up.
Wow, that's hard. That's hard.
Hey, yo,
I'm gonna go with face.
Face card. Okay.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with face.
So, and I know we didn't have a lot of explanation. Body is, I feel like the face expires. Like you can think somebody's super fine on the first meet, bro. Give it some time, bro. That same face, you gonna find something like, man, it's average ass, bitch, or it just kind of wears out on you. It's like, hey, that face ain't really like you don't be cooking, so that like you ain't that.
Yeah, but we ain't talking about rent. Oh, we talking about leasing these bitches, so.
What then is the body, bro? What you go ahead, bro. You
the face.
Yeah, for at least
I'm gonna go with the face.
I'm going with body. And the reason why I go with body is just to, you know, co-sign what Marcus said. You can go in the club, meet the baddest bitch, right? In the grocery store, meet somebody that's all dolled up, whatever, or not, right? Mm-hmm. But does she look like
about,
that?
Oh no, we talk about natural face.
Changing the finish line right here. Moving the finish line here.
No, I think with faith, like for me, with faith, I think it's more of a like what the public image aspect is. If that makes sense, you know what I mean? From a facial,
that's all it is.
Yeah, no, let me tell you what it is. I like to get my. So I don't want to see fucking Grover or Key Monster chewing on my shit. You understand?
Nah,
I'm not looking down and this bitch looking like Beetlejuice.
Come on.
I'm just hanging around.
Girl gonna be tiptoeing around your shit, bro. Nah,
I ain't never seen a thick Beetlejuice.
That's what I'm saying. You could look at the ceiling fan, the night light.
Or if she has, you can look at her ass while she come on, huh?
Nah, it gotta be face for me.
All right, so next question
I respect it.
Next question reads, if you can rid one thing in the courting phase, what would it be?
Damn, first and foremost, who the fuck used the word courting?
Courting.
Yeah. Like,
damn white friends.
He's from the 1800s.
Yeah.
I'm going to court you.
I'm here to court you.
We got to go ask your father for your hand in marriage and all that.
Marcus, did you say it was a white dude?
It got to be
wrong.
Like,
nah. Yo, listen.
Wow.
Well, Oreo cookie. Said court, Hey, when my man said
not, not Oreo,
I started thinking of like lawyer fees and shit like that.
Bro, I'm trying to figure out. I'm like, bro, do I understand the question? Do I understand what's going on?
And the first of all,
this nigga, dude, single to the motherfucker because he's trying to court people, so yeah, it ain't working out for him. It ain't really working out for my man.
What I'm gonna need you.
Courting, man. All right, he had a case coming up.
I was gonna say, yo, can you ask the question one more time so I can try to look up some of these words you spit out?
All right, it says, if you can rid one thing in a courting phase, what would it be?
Rid one thing in a courting phase. That's a tough question. You can rid one thing of the courting phase. All right, I'm just gonna keep it real here. I guess it's just the uncertainty of how it's gonna play out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like, yo, man, like I can be, I'll say this. I do this a lot, bro. Initially, I'm texting right back. I'm texting you right the fuck back.
Okay.
Day two, we're gonna put a couple hours between them texts.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So that's the part, because it's like you don't want to show too much. You don't want to feel like that you're too. You know, people use the word thirsty. I don't like the word thirsty. You don't want to seem like...
So, if you could change one thing about the courting phase, it would be the investment level.
I guess, you know. Or the like thereof, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Okay. Red?
I would say it's getting straight to the stats. And what I mean by that is, like, to double M's point is you spend too much time just getting down to the nitty gritty of really what you really want to know before you move forward, right? So like, I'll use a sports analogy. If I'm building a team and I need a rebounder, I got to know if you can rebound. If you can rebound, you on the team. You know what I mean? So like cutting all the fat, if you will, like leading up to like getting down to the nitty gritty of what you need to know.
All right, Gunner.
The courting part.
Yeah.
Yo, you would skip the whole thing.
Huh?
Just go straight to the relationship.
Nah, I mean, not the relationship, you know.
90-day fiance with it.
Yeah.
Come on, let's watch this movie, and if you talk too much, you're not coming back.
That's... yeah. Hey, I mean, that works.
You know?
Man, that shit don't work.
Shit.
Come over here, let's watch this movie.
I got a discount.
But to Gunner's point, you want to eliminate like trying to build up to get to that.
Yeah.
Just come over and watch the movie. Let's get it. That's kind of like what you were saying. What I'm saying of like cut all that bullshit in between and let's just get down to what you know to the get let's down.
See if we can eat chill together.
Yeah. Right.
But you can so let me, and I guess I'll just play devil's advocate here a little bit. Like you can chill with anybody, bro.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can. You can chill with your people, you can chill with somebody you're not interested in at all, bro. You can chill.
Nah, I can't. Like, I can't.
Listen, I'm gonna be real platonic friends.
Everybody you hang out with, you gotta be smashing or you gotta be doing.
No. I'm cool with. I don't want to chill with them because they're annoying.
No. I didn't say that. I got that. What I'm saying is that it's possible, though. That's all I'm saying is that. Like,
you know, some people. You could talk on the phone with them, but being around them and in person, you're annoyed very fast.
Fast.
You know what I'm saying? Like that part. Like you got to take a woman to a restaurant to see if she eat like a damn cow.
We spend too much time on
that.
We spend too much time on that one.
That was actually a good one, though.
All right, but if I could rid anything in a courting phase, it would be the small talk phase. Like Two Guns said, to see if you can actually, you know, have small talk with this person, so on and so on. I'm not saying skip straight into dinner, but, you know, like trying to get to know somebody, you know, what's your favorite color? What do you like? Blah, blah, blah.
What's your favorite color?
You said you'd rather skip that.
I'd rather skip that.
Okay.
So the next question I know we're going to go in on this person, okay?
All right.
It says, my man doesn't pick up calls after a certain time. I trust him, but do you think something is going on? If so, what?
Nope, that man ain't doing nothing. That man just going to work and going to bed.
Okay.
I think it will require a little bit more context of everything else other than just this particular thing. Because it could be they just going home, going to bed, or he just, maybe that's just his time where he wants to be away from you. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But I think we need a little bit more context because he could be at that hour. Oh, this is when I went, just like the baby daddy in the other story. This is when I'm with my real family.
Yeah, so like, do they live together?
Yeah.
Right.
It might be the same motherfucker.
It's the same. I was just trying to ask the same question three different ways.
Gunner.
Like, do they live together? Is he not picking up the other person's call at a certain time? You know what I mean? It's a lot of variables to that.
I have no idea.
Well, some people just don't answer a phone after a certain time. They want to decompress. Some people don't take calls until a certain time.
That's true.
Exactly. Boundaries has got to be demonized.
And we're going to support it, man. And we're going to support it. So if my man go home and go to bed at 8, he go to bed at 8. Why are you questioning?
Maybe the motherfucker retarded and don't know how to do not disturb a feature work on his phone.
You just turn the whole phone.
For real. I'm sorry.
No, we're good. It says, my man doesn't pick up calls after a certain amount of time. I trust him, but do you think something's going on? If so, what? Yes, something's going on. He's putting his kids to bed and washing the dishes and then going to bed with his wife.
Wow. That's what's going on. You know why that's funny to me, Digger?
Why?
Because, don't do that. Because you got access to who asks these questions.
You know who asked the question.
It makes me feel like you either know that for real or you know that this is the same motherfucker that asked that question from the first one.
You can put together the context treasure. After you've been doing this for a while. So the next question reads, my girl is too flirtatious with every man and spares it with me. She was that way before we got together and now I can't even get attention. Is this bad for me to feel this way?
No, it's not. But this goes back to my point I was making about you fall in love with a pretty face, that shit die out. Should be popping initially, motherfucker. We texting back initially, then it just slowly fades. She losing interest. It ain't that she ain't got it in her. Clearly, she got it in her. So it just ain't you no more, dog. I'm sorry, it ain't you no more. It's over with, bro. It's over with. And I'll say this, man. We need to normalize men, quote unquote, needing attention. Right? We always get into some. You know, our shit is always macho shit. But you should be able to tell your girl, hey, I want some attention.
I agree with that.
I want you to make me feel like I'm needed. I don't care how long we fucking been with each other. Like, you got to make sure that you know, want me attracted to you, and I feel like you attracted to me type shit.
No, like, I know that's actually
a common thing.
I highly agree. For me, a hoe gonna be a hoe, and she was a hoe before, so she's a hoe. That shit don't go away no more. Anyways, if she was doing it before she met you, like, this should be some shit you expect. You know what I mean? And I get it that you wanted to change or whatever, but this is what you signed up for. At the same time, it's just one of those situations to where, like, maybe she loves you for who you are, but what drives her is the attention from everybody else. And maybe that's what's saving y'all relationship. But let her go out there and do her thing and start complaining because she's doing that shit for you. Okay?
Right.
With her work husband. Let her have her work husband. And she have her husband at home.
The work husband be the one, bro. Work husband be the one, bro.
Shit, I don't like no friendly. And I don't like a woman that needs to be the center of attention either. So.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
You know, you was happy with it in the beginning. Now it's a problem. Like, you should have got something out of before you started that relationship.
Right, and that's what I was going to say. It's like, you knew what you signed up for when you,
right,
you know, drafted her to your team.
Right. You knew she was going. to the bathroom and blowing niggas' dicks and shit. Come on.
Wait, I thought we said, hold up, y'all. I thought we said the girl was just a flirt. How we? What's going on?
Well, it says she's too flirtatious.
Yeah, but that's how it starts, up, man.
But that's what he signed up for, though. No, if he knew he she signed was up like for that,
her to be flirtatious with him.
Yeah, but if he knew she was like that in the beginning, why is it so staggering to him now? It's not his girl; it's just his turn.
Maybe I missed it then. So are we saying that she's been flirtatious with everybody?
Everybody
got you. Yes, but
the thing that gets me about it is he says my girl is too flirtatious with every man and spares it with me, meaning she's not giving him any flirtation at all.
Because she's tired.
He's not giving her $20.
Yeah, because she's tired, man. She clocked out.
That was a funny ass statement. But that was a true ass statement. But that was a true ass statement. Like there's some real truth to that. Like,
man.
Hey, I asked you for 20, and you making it seem like I be begging. I asked dude for 20. Hey, maybe he a little bit funnier today.
Man.
Right. Like I said,
fucking jokes hitting harder today.
It's not his girl. It's just his turn.
Nah, it's his girl. It's just, yeah, he's just sharing it with the world.
It's kind of like all my girls. She just be staying with you most of the time.
Well, nah, because them
the next
you that shit could lead to a lot of problems.
Yeah,
man, you got to fight people off in the bar. She in the bar flirting with the drunk guy, and
right,
yeah,
man, that's a dangerous game.
So the next question reads. Have y'all ever fucked an IG or Facebook follower?
Nigga, you gotta stop getting these people trying to get us caught up.
Yeah.
My girl followed me, so yeah.
Good answer. Good answer.
You know what I mean?
That's a good answer.
You know what I mean? So absolutely.
To be honest with you, I don't know who I follow and who follows me. And I will tell you, that's another good answer.
I like it.
Only thing I know is that my girl doesn't follow me.
Ooh,
that's on purpose.
Ooh.
Safe answer.
That's a story for a different day.
Yeah, I ain't gonna even follow up with a question. I don't know.
Gunner.
I'm gonna say technically yes, but I've never met anybody directly on IG or Facebook and fuck them. No.
That you didn't already. Gotcha. Perfect.
That's kind of tough, man.
I mean, we're not famous or anything, you know.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
My answer is yes. I have.
Okay.
No shame.
Moving along.
Next question. Moving along.
Everybody love Dick to use IG like a dating site.
Right, bro, I'm gonna fucking ask you some questions off pod, bro.
Listen. So the next question
really famous, bro.
The next question is kind of weird to me, but we're going to answer it.
Let's go.
It says, "Do y'all know when y'all do bad episodes?"
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
I mean, that's.
Oh, speaking of which, y'all give double my hand. This is his 10th episode.
All right, double
digits.
I don't know if y'all can hear that.
Double digits.
I'm gonna say yeah. And the reason why I know when we do bad episodes, because 9 times out of 10, when we have those bad episodes, I'm typically on a 3-way call with both of y'all niggas talking about, yo, what the fuck just happened? You know what I mean?
Right. I can't fucking do that shit again.
Dude, and typically when it happens, it's a trend. And a good thing about y'all two is y'all know it. And
yeah.
there's ways that y'all, we try to, like, stay faith in the moment, but yeah, we definitely know.
Yeah. And Gunner, you got anything with this?
Anytime we have, I blame Digger.
No, that is true. Anytime we do have a bad episode, because you got to understand, as me being, you know, executive, as well as one of the three, you know, main podcasters, I'm the one responsible for booking the people.
Man. But I do want to give both of y'all a shout out though, in regards to this, especially with the conversations that we have when we do have a bad episode. I think the awareness piece, because there's some people who go out there, they put out shit, and they're like, "Yo, man, that was all right," but you know, it's still smoking. You know what I mean? Like, But like the awareness piece to have that, and then to come up with a game plan the following week. I mean that lets it be known that y'all are taking this craft seriously, and y'all really want this to be something. You know what I mean? And you're actually doing the work to make sure that it is something. You know what I mean? So shout out to that, because some people just like, just flush it, we'll move on. But like, you know.
So when was the last bad episode?
relax.
hey, my question is,
we'll talk about that off.
I was gonna say, my question is, do y'all know it's a bad episode in the midst of it?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So that's actually, I was about to with my answer, I was about to touch on that. So, do we know it's a bad show? Yes. And most of the time, we know it's a bad show during the show. Does that make sense? Because you got to understand, some personalities don't mesh with certain personalities. There are certain times where you have a good idea and it doesn't land the way you want it to. And I'm not putting us on, you know, under the bus or anything, but there was an episode that was a great concept, but the delivery, we just didn't stick to delivery.
And which one was Red that?
I think Red remembers that episode, because it was the episode that me and Red were on.
Which one was that?
Hey, Gunner, man. You're
trolling him right now, man. You're trying to know, bro. You're trying to know what's going on.
Save it for the
trying to make sure he ain't the one, bro.
We'll save it for the phone call.
I'm just, you know, I just, was it recent? Was it a long time ago?
It was about a year ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But you weren't on the episode.
Oh, really?
And I think Red knows what episode it is now. Now that I said that.
I think I do too.
But you know, like I said, the premise was a great premise, but we didn't stick to landing. So we do know when we have bad shows, but we also have briefings, because like every Wednesday, because we normally do shows on Tuesday. Every Wednesday, I call Two Gun, and we basically base our next move off of y'all's feedback, because y'all will call in and just say, hey, this episode was this, this episode was this. Shout out to the people who give us voice messages, by the way. Y'all tell us what we need to work on. But there are times where in the middle of an episode, I wish I can hit the quit button. I'm not going to sit there and lie to y'all.
I know what was a bad episode.
I'm afraid you're gonna say it.
Go for it. I'm a guest. Go for it.
No, it was an episode where somebody was on there and they didn't know what they was talking about.
That's true. I know what episode you're talking about.
Anything?
I know what episode Two Guns talking about. As a matter of fact, that episode was so bad. Remember when I was talking about, I wish I can get off the episode and just leave?
About a year ago.
Wait, which episode are we talking about here?
We'll
talk about it on the debriefing phone call.
Nah, come on, we were so close. I was about to get an episode.
Oh, you know what?
I was gonna listen.
You know what? Fuck it. Say
let's
it.
Go. Let's
get these ratings. Larry Mickey.
Who?
Huh? Oh,
what?
You said Lionel Richie?
What?
Sounds like.
Going on to the next question.
Oh, man, we were so close.
The next question
is... Am I right, nigga?
Wait, text it to me, because right now...
It sounds like Lionel Richie, but...
Yeah. Okay, yeah you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Is that like, you know...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Need no more said...
Mm-hmm. Y'all ain't even say nothing. What you mean, need more said?
Oh, no.
Y'all said nothing. Everything was nonverbal. Y'all on the same page. I know y'all on the same page.
Here's the thing, though. Sometimes you can say everything without saying nothing at all.
Absolutely.
Was that a personal friend?
Going on with the next question, please.
That's hilarious.
The next question is, have y'all ever dealt with a hoe?
Yeah.
Of course.
Of course.
For sure.
Go back to what somebody said it earlier. Hey, man, everybody use, man. Everybody.
Everybody,
hey, it's just about how it is when she gets to you.
Right.
But, hey, bro, everybody had. I love when girls use the term, oh, yeah, that was during my whole phase.
Bitch, you can't self-proclaim a whole phase. You a whole ain't no phase. Like, especially if you openly talking about it. Come on now.
Right, right.
Ain't no phase. This the lifestyle you live.
Word, red.
Yeah.
Okay, Gunner.
See, my whole thing with it is, I don't like a bitch that's like just promiscuous and trying to hide it. I like a hoe that knows she a hoe. Like, hoeing is your thing. You know about me and this bitch got something we could actually talk about. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
You know, like, it made me, it just, about a hoe. I like hoes, to be honest with you.
Listen,
they got a lot of stories. They got a lot of, you know, knowledge with hoeing. It's, yeah, it's a nice little riff.
I'm going to tell you one time where I've dealt with a hoe before and it was mad embarrassing. It's so funny because we're at Chili's, right? Out of all places, Chili's. She wanted to go eat at Chili's, whatever, whatnot, so on, and blah, 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 blah. So the waiter comes by and he was just like, such and such. And she goes, hey, so on. And she's introduced me. She goes, oh, hey, this is such and such. I mean, I sucked him and his brother's dick at the same time. I'm like,
wow.
Wow.
I'm like, the fuck?
Damn, before the food get here?
Before the food got there. And she like she went off and just like told me about the whole story, and it just wasn't him and his brother. It was him, his brother, and his cousins.
Yeah, that's messing with them white hoes.
Because was over at their house for Thanksgiving, and they had the whole family there, and she slept in the sister's room, and she snuck into the bedroom where all the boys were, and they used her like a rag doll. So
yeah, that was a white girl. Black girls with their hoeing.
So we really going.
All comments made by my dog Two Guns represent Two Guns alone. I'm not gonna be a part of shaming now.
Nah, I'm dead ass serious. Really like I don't
before the big back Reds get here.
I didn't spend a lot of time around whole girls and shit. Them white girls tell you their whole life story.
Black girls do too though. Black girls
sometimes. Them real hoes, they be a little more discreet. You know they be hoeing, but they bought their bread. They don't want to say too much because they don't want to risk losing you as a customer.
Gotcha. So the next question reads, what advice do you give to fellow podcasters?
If you podcast, make sure you listen to other people's podcasts. Because it's not... A lot of people think podcast is more like a barbershop, bro. You've been in a barbershop, bro. Everybody talking at the same time and shit. You may have a thought you're trying to get off, bro, but you got to let other people talk because it's really hard. Listen, the conversation may be going well. We may be arguing back and forth, but when you go to listen to it, shit don't sound good, man. That shit is hard to... A motherfucker like me, I listen to podcasts all the time. But if you get to a point where I don't understand what's going on, I'm not going to just see it through and wait until they clear it up. I'm changing it. I'm going to listen to something else. So that'll be my biggest advice is understand that it sounds a certain way. Like you may be in a moment arguing or going back and forth, debating, whatever, but it's gotta be aesthetic to the ear when somebody's listening to it, or you know, you're gonna get people to listen to your pod for 10 minutes and turn it off.
Gotcha. Red, what advice would you give to a fellow podcaster?
I'm gonna agree. Listen. And when I say listen, I mean that in different levels. So you gotta listen to other people's podcasts to support. Not to jack their ideas, but like to kind of just like hear some of the format and whatever that made them successful. See if you can put your own spin on it. Listen to the feedback from the fans and the listeners, because they're going to tell you what they want to hear, and they're going to tell you, give you some of the advice and things that you may not be seeing. But also listen to your to yourself. Listen to your intuition. Listen to your what was driving you to do this podcast anyways, and make sure that everything that you're putting out and you're doing is aligned with that drive you have. So just overall listening.
Got it.
Be mindful of who you have as a guest.
Not on Lionel Richie?
Yeah. You gotta really be mindful. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody's personality, voice, character to be on a podcast. You know what I mean?
Duly noted, nigga.
Yeah. No, for real. you gotta, you know, you gotta just, you don't want, yeah, you know.
No, I got you. So,
it's like picking a team little and you getting picked on the basketball team. You know what I'm saying? The best friend, but you know he can't play.
Right.
You gotta get this one out. All right. You gotta go home and practice.
Nigga, can I answer? Oh, wait, this is what advice you give to fellow podcasters. My advice I give to fellow podcasters is my shit's paid for. You can't repo my shit. Don't steal my ideas. Don't steal my, you know, vision, so on and so on. Other than that, do you. Podcasting are fun. Next question. As a man, who sleeps in a wet spot?
The fuck does that mean?
She does. She made it.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't really have a question. I don't really have an answer for this. Fucking go back to sleep. I don't know.
You
say, like,
so you sleep in that motherfucking
bed? Nah, listen. It depends on where it happens. I got my side of the bed, nigga. If it happens, I'm just grabbing that extra blanket and I'm putting it. I'm laying that motherfucker down and I'm going right to bed.
All right, Gunner.
I mean, it depends on whose bed, where at. You know what I mean? Like I said, if I know what side of the bed I'm on, so I'm strategically place you in the spot that I'm not gonna sleep on regardless.
Right.
You know what I mean? And one, I don't usually sleep under the covers, so I'm gonna be sleeping on top of something anyway.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm so fucking weird because I have to sleep under the covers with two
fans. But that's not weird. Hey, that's not weird. Sleeping on top of the covers.
I have to sleep under the covers with two fans.
No, but sleeping same, bro. Same. Sleeping on top of the covers is kind of weird, bro. That's like psychopath, bro.
I'm a psychopath.
Yeah. That's a legit. Hey, bro, have cash and sleep on top of the cover.
Two Guns got to be able to get up at any time, any place.
Anytime.
I'm taking it with me, bro. I'm taking it with me.
I'm good. I jump right on up.
No, because like I said, I sleep on top of the cover sometimes. That's if I know I got to go somewhere. Like, if I'm taking a quick nap, I'm on top of the covers because if I gotta get up, I'm not wrestling with no sheets and shit, you know?
And I never gotta make the bed.
Y'all boys funny as hell, bro. Y'all funny as hell. Are y'all for real, bro?
My dog
said I ain't gotta wrestle with the covers, bro. Are you serious, bro?
Yo, if somebody busts in your room with a pistol, how you gonna look trying to get to your shit if you sit there fighting with the covers and shit?
So that's why you sleep on top of the covers, bro.
I just like to feel free.
I'm just trying to understand. No, but
like I said,
like in the wintertime when it's cold, I'll sleep under a blanket, but not under the covers.
Okay, I see that too. So all you gotta do is straighten up your bed.
Yeah.
But even in the wintertime, I got two or four fans on me.
Y'all got it, man. Y'all
get your room be hot.
Hey, Red.
Yo.
Next month when I get there, are you gonna have any fans, or do I have to bring my own?
I got fans on deck, man. That's a good fan too.
Just make it. But as a man who sleeps in a wet spot, she does because she should have put a towel down.
Mm.
Yeah,
second to last question: what's the sexiest thing a woman can do?
Just have some confidence, man. Have some confidence. Even if you're ugly. Goddamn. Hey, it's debatable that Lizzo's sexy.
Say what? About Lizzo?
Debatable that Lizzo's sexy just because Lizzo thinks she looks better than everybody. Ain't my cup of tea, but confident as fuck. And I know girls that look way better than Lizzo hang their fucking head. So I'll pass. Confidence.
So confidence?
Confidence.
Red.
Sexiest thing in the world.
I would agree. I think I would agree. Confidence, like just being able to kind of like own your shit and be cool about it. You know what I mean? And also just and not like be over conceited. like, I don't want to confuse being mm-hmm. conceited with confident. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? You got to be just confident.
Okay, okay. Gunner.
Shit, have a little bit of money. Learn, be a hustler. So you ain't got to ask me for shit. That's sexy.
Yo. I think the sexiest thing a woman could do is be yourself. Not copying the Kim Kardashians, not copying this, that, and the third. Just be yourself.
Yeah. God, fuck that bitch, have some bread. I hate when I first meet a bitch and she telling me about her phone bill. First text. I can't stand that shit. No, it's always something. You going through something. Why are you always going through something? I'm out here trying to make something happen.
Yeah, but she said, tell you about the phone bill, the first text?
Like, yeah, it's always something. I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to do that. Like, just do it.
Yo, I really wish I had that video that you sent me. Shorty complaining and you just had that stone face.
Where? That shit is annoying.
I wish I could show
you. I hope you got Wi-Fi, bitch. Because if you want
to... this call was on Wi-Fi at that, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I wish I could show y'all this video because Gunner's face the whole time looks like a statue except for blinking every once in a while. So she's telling Gunner all his problems. You know all Gunner says?
That's crazy.
Wait, what did you say? Gunner said, like,
man, that's crazy.
No, Gunner said, like, so what you gonna do?
Where? Well, what you gonna do?
But after he says that, he goes back to the stone face and she starts talking like a mile a minute again. I'm like, damn. But the last question reads, what's a fictional song from a TV show? What's your favorite fictional song from a TV show?
What?
I missed the whole word. What's your favorite fictional song from a TV show? Like a song that's not a real song, but they had it for a TV show.
Oh, wow.
Like, for instance, Killer Tofu from Doug.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Fresh Prince that's a real song.
That's a deal.
Like, we just supposed to know these shit. Oh, man. Yeah. I got one.
I didn't know Fresh Prince was a real song. That's crazy.
I think Christmas specials, all those, like, fake songs in the middle of a movie or something like that.
Like Friends Forever from... Saved by the Bell.
Well, I'm gonna say that.
What? Word, were you?
Yeah.
That's your shit?
Yeah.
Friends Forever from Saved by the Bell. All right, so we know two things.
I don't remember that.
Oh, wow. You don't remember Friends Forever? Zach Attack?
Nah, yeah, I'm gonna have to revisit that.
Not gonna, but.
Double M.
Double M, what's your favorite fictional song from a TV show?
You know, and obviously y'all got some years on me now because I didn't know that the damn Fresh Prince song was a real song. Yeah. West Philadelphia, born and
raised. Well, you know, it's a damn song.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
sorry, that don't really count.
Yeah, but it is a real song because that motherfucker got like an extra 2 minutes.
The pilot episode had three verses.
I don't know. I can't think of one. I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't really have one.
All right. So we're gonna skip you and go to Red.
Everybody knows I'm a Simpsons fan, so I'm gonna say the Michael Jackson song.
From Michael Jackson joint.
Lisa, it's your birthday. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So, what is mine? I would say anything from season one of Sherman Showcase.
Where,
like, Vicky is the water warm enough. That's my fantasy. The song Running from Fast Freddie Payne.
Oh, I know my favorite one.
What's that?
Flight of the Conchords.
Business Time?
Nah, it's the one about you could be a part-time model. What's the name of that song? The Most Beautiful Girl in the Room.
Okay, I gotta look that up. I know the Business Time song. I fuck with that one.
But that Friends Forever too. That's my shit.
But yeah, like, damn, I didn't know you were gonna say that. I should have said like Smelly Cat from Friends, but nobody fucking watch Friends.
No, that's actually a good one.
Apparently you did.
Yes, I watch Friends. That's actually a good one.
No, I'm gonna tell you one thing though. As I got older, you know what show is fucking hilarious? What's that? Seinfeld.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Boom, 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 boom.
As I got older, there's just so much about Seinfeld that's funny as hell. I'm just like, this show is actually hilarious.
You know what? There is another song. What's that? The song for fucking what's that damn show? Rick and Morty. They get Swifty shit. Y'all just went silent on me.
Yeah, because I had no idea.
You don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah, it's like one of those conversations where somebody who's speaking another language talks to you and you just sit there and smile and laugh because
you're like, yeah, funny. Yeah, that shit, yeah. Damn.
But those are all our questions. Live on the air.
All right.
Ladies. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
That's our new theme song.
That shit sounds like it's being played on AM radio.
Zack Attack.
I remember it loosely, like now, like hearing it, like it's like I heard it before, but I just can't.
Episodes within the episode.
Yeah.
Where they had a band and they got famous and sold a million records and all kind of shit.
Oh shit!
Now what show is this? What show is this?
Saved by the Bell.
Saved by the Bell.
Okay.
Oh shit! Another. I'll give an honorable mention. Wasting My Time by Ashley Banks.
Oh yeah.
Oh my goodness! Yeah.
When they did the dance and shit.
Yeah, Wasting My Time by Ashley Banks, and it gave a false depiction on how the music business works. Because remember, Ashley was at a store trying to do a store signing, and Phil was just like. And Phillip was just like, hey, would you like to get a signed copy of Wasting My Time by Ashley Banks? And the kid says, that song was weak last week. People don't forget about music that soon.
Right.
Oh, how about Do the Urkel Dance?
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a great
the
one.
Nigga, hey, that shit was so good, that motherfucker jumped off the roof after that shit.
Word. No, nigga got drunk off that spike punch, ain't it?
I was gonna say he got drunk off.
He's on drugs or something, wasn't he?
Lorenz takes back the punch.
Yeah, mini bottles.
Off of a mini bottle, man. Get the fuck out of here.
One mini bottle.
That motherfucker was lit.
Can I tell you everything that was wrong with that episode?
I don't know if we have enough time.
That's a whole nother.
That is a whole nother show. So, but ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, my name is Digga Jones. That's Double M. That's Red. That's Two Gun. And we are the Troublemakers.
And so, Friends Forever.
So nobody's gonna play some Lionel Richie music. Nobody.
Richie.
All night long.
Lionel Richie.
All night.
All right. So close the statements in order of appearance.
Yeah. Double M.
Oh, Double M.
In order of appearance. I was last, remember, all right?
No, you weren't last. You were first.
In order of appearance, I showed up last. Gotcha. Nothing, man. You know, I appreciate y'all, man. I'm in the double digits of the episode, so.
Hey, Double M and double digits. Y'all.
I don't know. How many episodes? What episode is this?
You know? 265?
I was actually bragging to somebody about y'all, about the fact that I didn't realize how many episodes you guys ran. So obviously, big up to y'all, man. Y'all been doing this for a minute, and obviously, the more you do it, the better it gets. So,
right.
I don't know if y'all go back and listen to it, but I challenge y'all to go back and listen to the first one.
No, I have. We were fucking terrible.
There you go. I challenge y'all to go listen to the first one. So,
yo,
big props to y'all. I always appreciate it.
Do you know how much dead air was in the first episode? we were fucking terrible. Tugan, when's the last time you listened to the first episode?
Shit. Last time we recorded it?
6 years ago, okay.
Man.
Okay.
But thank you, Double M. We appreciate that, man.
I appreciate y'all, man.
All right, Red.
Once again, thank y'all for the questions. Good. Always have very good, intriguing questions. Yeah. So, always take care of each other. Take care of one another. You know, yep. The world's so crazy. Still, a lot of crazy things happening out there.
Yeah.
And you know, I try to tune out the news because it seems like it gets crazy and crazy every day. So just look out for each other. Thank you, Double M. Thank you, Double M. He was always nice to have you on the show. I love your insight on things. Gunna Digger, once again, thank y'all for letting me be a part of this. Y'all are I'm beyond honored to have my name on this. So
God, this nigga does a Grammy acceptance speech every week.
Somebody play the music. Play the music.
Play
them off.
I like the.
All right. I just appreciate it, man.
My mom.
I just appreciate it. So I gotta let y'all know.
Word. Guns.
You never go full retard.
Guns blazing.
Word.
Oh man. Oh, that's it?
Yeah, never go forward. You're going to end up.
Damn.
Man.
So, I guess it's me.
Ladies, I can have a whole story of things that go on in Detroit, and there could be a whole. We talking about shit that goes on out here.
We should do that one day, actually.
Yeah, full retard. Full retard.
Did you read about the raid here?
No. Nah.
So everybody thought it was a PPP raid, but nah, it was just North Charleston doing a preliminary investigation for over 2 years. So everybody that did the PPP loan were, you know, shaking in their boots. Yeah, they're shaking in their boots. It's weird. But ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm Digga Jones. That's Two Gun Tony. That's Red. That's Double M. We are the troublemakers, as I always say. But I want to give a chance to thank everybody that asks the questions, everybody that listens, because we're not shit without you guys. What else?
I think that's it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Good night. God bless.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm trying to think if there was anything else.
No, there's really nothing else. Oh, shoot.
This is the song that does it.
No.
That's
no.
Yes, it goes on and on, my friend.
No.
Some nigga started singing it, knowing what it was.
I will cut y'all the fuck off.
you know what's funny about that though, niggas? Because the lady at the end of the song, said that shit too, but she didn't say that as aggressive as you did.
Yeah. And they kept on singing that shit.
Word, but
I
forgot one thing. If you know anybody going through a hard time, it takes 3 seconds to ask if they're good. Remember,
three seconds.
3 seconds can go a long way, unless you're the female whose boyfriend doesn't answer her on time because he's tucking his kids in.
Wow,
bitch,
give that man a moment.
Falling out all the time, though, too.
Falling out with the back shots.
Glass half full, bitch.
Falling out with the back shots.
I told him to use his tongue.
Now he just got to get up on that thing. He got to get up on it.
I don't know. Not if he's falling out like a thumb.
Shit.
Golly.
Yeah, that's for good night.
Good night.
Peace.